To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up.
You got it, Dan. Let's do it. Lots to get to. Stat or story coming up in about 15 minutes from now. I got some more NFL nuggies for the final hour of the show. And we'll keep you up to date on everything going on in the National Signing Day world of college recruiting.
Is there a lady equivalent to nut up or shut up?
Let's ask our guest that. Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner at Lucille Burge. Kind enough once again to join us on the YouTubes. And we missed her last week. It was a three-show week, so
It was weird.
Everybody was busy. It's holidays. Lots going on. Now things are settled back down. Very excited to talk to Lucy again. I had an opening question, but my co-host is now giving me a better opening question. What is the female equivalent to nut up or shut up?
Ooh, this is a great question. I hope you both had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Oh, this is, it's got to be something about boobs, I would think. It's keep your boobs higher or something. It's like, keep your chin up and your boobs high or something.
Okay,
like,
all right. I'm kind of picturing like a Legally Blonde scene.
Boob sag.
What's the,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, something like that, probably.
Okay. What rhymes with push up?
Ooh, yeah.
It's got to be something like that, right?
Push up your tush up?
Does that work? Maybe.
No? Maybe.
That's a Brazilian butt lift.
This is a good question. You know what? Honestly, we kind of use the same thing.
Yeah.
Just say, you know what? It's kind of the same. It applies to both.
We're both after the same thing.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to think about that one and come up with something.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
We know. Lucy will come up with an answer there. We know that she will. Now, let's get to the hard-hitting thing because we know your Patriots propaganda is on the way. So we're gonna delay it as long as we can. We're going to kick that can down the road in this
interview. She bet against her team on Monday.
What? Okay, we got to get to that. But before we do, we've had a debate on the show the last 2 days about Christmas trees. And do you judge people's Christmas trees? So I will start with a multi-pronged question of one. Where is Lucy Burge at on Christmas trees? Does she own one? Two, is it a real tree, a fake tree? Mm. Where are you at on the idea of a Christmas tree?
Yes, I am 100% in on a Christmas tree. And I never knew it was a debate until a couple years ago when it's like real or fake, or do you even put one up? Or, I see people put up their trees even before Thanksgiving. And I have really loosened my hard line opinion on Christmas trees in the past 2 years, because I used to be all in on real tree, not until December. Christmas is not like, you don't start celebrating and decorating till December 1st is Christmas. And that's when you start celebrating. Now, my parents in the past few years have had a fake tree. And they just realized, you know what? It's just easier to have a fake tree. Not only do they have a fake tree, they keep it up all year long.
Yep.
All year
what?
Long.
Yeah.
So the tree has been up for years. This tree is just there. And we started, we all kind of work on it together, but started decorating it four different seasons, like summer ornaments, Valentine's Day ornaments. That's the big one. And fall ones. But now, here's the problem. The summer ornaments now have been up since June. My parents don't want to change the ornaments now, where we're like, oh, you know, it's really tough to get at the Christmas ornaments, like in our basement. There's so much stuff. They had this conversation at Thanksgiving dinner. My dad was like, it's really tough to get the ornaments. Maybe we just don't redecorate the tree this year. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, someday it'll just be like, oh, because last year we didn't do it, I guess. I don't remember. And so now it's like hibiscus flowers and cupcakes, ornaments, and all this different stuff on the tree. And I'm like, this isn't Christmas. And now it's just like a mishmash of gifted ornaments that my mom just puts on the tree. And now it's just all the, there's one ornament that's like, be the light that you give or something. And it's like random stuff. And so that's the Christmas tree now. But were it up to me, I'm not out on a fake tree with a scent of tree in it, like a balsam candle, perhaps, but only at Christmas time. Like, I would take the tree apart and then put it away and then live the rest of your year and then put the tree back up. Mm-hmm. Were it up to me.
Yeah.
So that's where
I'm judging
I
the tree takes here. I'm judging them, Lucy. Okay. I'm year-round tree, I just, you know.
The year-round tree threw me off because we used to do a
did
show
they not
together.
Put, like, hot, like Halloween decorations
No, they used to.
So, but they just didn't do that this year.
Season, yeah. And I'd be like, is that a Christmas tree? And she goes, yeah, they leave it up year-round and we decorate for all the holidays. I'm like, what?
American flags for the 4th of July.
Covering a flag.
That fell into the summer category of the flowers.
Now,
little fall ones, it's a trip.
So we have another friend in our market. He's a columnist for the paper. He went to a forest and he cut down a tree, and it's kind of a very thin layered, spaced out, kind of thin tree.
Yeah, we like our trees thick with two C's, not too skinny.
Yeah,
you
Dirt
know?
Likes it thick with two C's. I like it what I call slim thick. She starts out with a big backside, but she kind of gets up and she's a little thinner at the top. What kind of tree is Lucy Burge after she's getting a real tree?
Oh, I am after thick city, 2, 3, 10 C's on this. I love it. Well, thick at the bottom. She's got like a dumpster kind of going on there, a dump truck.
Yeah.
And like thin at the top and just like a perfect, like what you picture a Christmas tree to be.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, maybe because it's natural, it's not manufactured ideally. So there are some spaces maybe, but as it settles to be just like, perfect tree. But if it's a Charlie Brown type of situation where you're like you're taking it in because you feel bad, that's nice, but if you know, for Instagram, not always the best case.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah.
It's not like a stray animal, you know. It's a tree, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't need like a stray animal. I get it. Like that dog's at the pound, he's gonna die. Let's bring him in. It makes sense. That tree will be fine out in the public. You know, just don't cut it down. Just leave it out there. It'll be all right. Now let me ask you this, Lucy. We grow up like we're very blessed to live in this area because we have like we could throw a rock from our backyard. There's probably 20 Christmas tree farms where you go cut down your own tree. We are a Christmas tree capital of the world, if you will. What is the breakdown in the Boston area of? Like, do people go to a tree farm that's already been cut down? Do they grow trees, mostly fake trees? Like, how do we spread that pie chart out?
Yes. So in New England, there are many Christmas tree farms, but you can't throw a rock generally. And there it is, depending on where you live. Like where I in Boston, you have to drive a bit for a Christmas tree farm. But it's a whole to-do. Like, you make a whole day out of it, and you go to the Christmas tree farm, and you get ready for how to put it on top of your car. And when you start seeing them on top of cars driving into the city from the suburbs. And growing up in Connecticut, there were a bunch of Christmas tree farms. The one that my family went to ever since before I was born, Rob Gronkowski and Camille Kostick got their Christmas tree there a few times because Camille – and I grew up in the same town. So they went, it was the biggest thing on the local Facebook is that Gronk got his Christmas tree there. So it is a whole thing where you go, you cut down the tree. So for kids, it's fun. But this is where I started to feel bad for inanimate objects, is the trees that don't get picked. I used to be like, what if one doesn't get chosen and it's like grown all year? Like, and then, you know, you get a fake tree, get over it, like get over it. And so there is an aspect of like, you go get your tree and there is that tradition. So Christmas tree farms are here, but it's kind of in the suburbs area.
Okay.
In the sports world, I'm kind of curious, when you look at the NFL right now, because we went through a little bit of the slate, like I think Thursday's an elimination game for Dallas and Detroit, which is kind of crazy to say that Detroit might be on the verge of eliminating themselves out of the playoff picture. I don't know who had that on their bingo card going into the football season. Who is the team that leaves you the most puzzled so far in the NFL? Like, who's a team you watch, and whether they're middle of the road, they're great, you can't quite figure out how to feel about them? Because I have a little bit of this with Denver. Denver's won 10 one-score games. They have done something historically that, like, no other team has done. I know their defense is good, and I know their offense has glimpses, but I can't figure Denver out. I don't know if I'm putting them in a Super Bowl category or if I'm saying, I don't know if I'm going to pick them in the divisional round if they get the one seed. Like, where are you at in the NFL, and who is the team for you?
Yeah, our Roar Boys, Sprague, would be one of them because I feel like they are supposed to, you know, get to the Super Bowl at some point. Like, they're on the verge of it. Or you think, the Lions are heading into the season are going to be a team that's good, but then they might not even be in the playoffs. And I do think that they, coming into the season, I thought, well, did they miss their window to make it to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl? And I am feeling like they did. So the Lions are one of them. But the Ravens, I know they have injury issues, or did throughout the beginning of the season with Lamar, but the Ravens are a team that I can never figure out, especially when it comes to covering the spread. To take them to cover, I never know if I should or not.
Yep.
Or are they back because they beat the Jets? I never know with the Ravens, especially going into the playoffs and Lamar in the playoffs. So the Ravens would be one that I still, and I kind of feel like this maybe every season, but the Ravens are one that I can't figure out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. They didn't make no sense. I did not see that ass whooping coming from Cincinnati on Thursday. That surprised the hell out of me. Lucy Burge is our guest. We love chatting with her every Wednesday at 9 a.m. DraftKings Sportsbook partner at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go check out the Instagram as well. Speaking of bets and not seeing things, what do we like this weekend? What are we on? What is Lucy Burge eyeing for the NFL weekend?
Yes, so Thursday night, I am taking the Lions to cover -3 because they need this. They need this game. Disappointing Thanksgiving. Was not thankful for them that day, so they need a bounce back. And on the road, the Cowboys are 2-4. So the Lions might be able to a little bit of a bounce back here. And then game of the week, Jets-Dolphins. I'm very excited for this one. I'm taking the Jets. +2.5 because it's supposed to be 40 degrees at MetLife on Sunday. And Tua is 0-7 straight up all time when the temperature is 40 degrees or below. So I like the Jets +2.5.
Okay. Would you agree this is the most difficult time? And look, you can also throw this back at us as a like, hey, stop being uncreative and a Neanderthal. I argue it's a very difficult time for male significant others to buy gifts for their female significant others, given the nature of online shopping. It's very hard to say, what's the thing we haven't gone to the store to get that we've talked about that you can't, you know what I mean? Now online shopping, everything is at your door the next day. Would you agree that it's difficult, or are we being lazy?
I think it is difficult in the sense that, like, in my perspective is that I've already bought everything for myself that I want and more. Like, I can't think, even my parents are like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know, because I bought everything I need. Yeah. But I always go with, you can never go wrong with, of course, diamonds or a nice handbag, like just a nice handbag. You can't go wrong with that. So the handbag, I don't need any more diamonds. I'm good. But the handbag, I would say that would be on my list of things that I just wouldn't buy for myself, or have bought for myself, but like wouldn't, because I'm good with that. But if someone else were to buy it for me.
Right.
I'd be all in.
But what if a friend of mine is a broke bitch? Then, like, what do you tell that person to buy if diamonds and handbags don't, you know, just a friend of mine, you know what I mean?
This guy I know. The checking, the savings, he hasn't transferred the money yet. You know, give him time.
A nice handmade gift. No, you know what I always loved?
Handmade gift.
You could do like knit a mitten or two. I would say gift cards. Honestly, it's not as personal, but I love gift cards. I know that that's not, you know, for a significant other. If I got that, if I got gift cards, I'd be like, oh. But another one I'll have to get back to you on.
What if somebody you were...
I'm with Lucy, by the way, on that. Gift cards are an underrated gift.
I agree,
half the time people buy me clothes, I don't like
them. But
that's
a stocking stuffer gift.
Not if it's a big enough amount on the gift card where I actually go buy something.
It?
Yeah, if it's like a $100 gift card or a $200 gift card or something like that. Yeah,
okay.
You can wrap that thing.
Yeah. Or, you know what's also good, and this can be hit or miss, but a lot of times it's kind of hit, a nice like $70 to $80 perfume. Those kind of hit.
Miss,
I don't trust
that's
my
a
taste.
Big miss
bad
there,
taste.
Lucy. That's
like
a
handbags?
Big miss.
I don't know where I'm starting with handbags. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
I tell you right now, if I was to do perfume or macaroni art, I'm leaning macaroni art and hoping that it really touches at the heart more so than whiffing
macaroni
on
a heart. In a heart? That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Look at that. Common ground. We found it. Lucy Burge on Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Go give her a follow. We love chatting with her. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. Go check out the Instagram as well. Good luck getting your parents to change the decorations on the Christmas tree. Hopefully it's not a 4th of July Christmas for you. And let's chat again next Wednesday. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.